Oftentimes, we prevent individuals we work with from engaging in risky behavior because we are afraid of what may result. However, it is important to advocate for the dignity of risk, to allow individuals to experience their world to the fullest. This does not mean that you advocate for individuals to engage in every single activity they want, regardless of the harm. But it does mean that you can take the time to weigh the positives and the negatives of each situation before making a decision, and that you weigh the reward of an opportunity versus its risk. You are working with Peter, who has spent the past 15 years living in a home with 3 other individuals, but he would really like to live in an apartment of his own. Peter's parents are his guardians, and they feel he is not responsible enough to live in an apartment. What steps could be taken to minimize possible risks and give Peter the opportunity to live in his own apartment? What natural supports could be provided? Are there assisted living apartments where he could live? These are questions you and your manager should be asking to be person-centered and evaluate the risks and opportunities available to Peter.